Hey everyone, so I am so glad you have chosen to tune in today. I am so grateful for you all who are listening. You know, I can tell that a few of y'all are actually listening and stuff, and I just receive notifications about how many views and stuff I get, and so I'm so grateful for the ones who actually have decided to listen and see what I have to say. But yeah. And y'all will have to actually forgive me because, like, my nose is stopped up and it's allergy season. And so, y'all, some of y'all know how that is, especially in the South. So, yeah. So, today, I actually wanted to talk about, you know, struggling in life. All right, you know, I was just thinking kind of over my day, and I was like, Lord, I am like so tired. My body is aching. I feel like I've been working like 20 hours straight, and I was just like, I just don't have any more strength in me. Like, I really don't. And like, I'm sitting here taking a long bath because trying to get rid of some of these muscle aches that I have. And I'm like, Lord, I just don't know. And then apart from that, I feel like the last maybe few weeks or month, I've been kind of stagnant. But it really didn't click to today until not too long ago or whatever. I was just thinking and kind of reflecting on a lot of things that I know that's in my head that I want to do and trying to do. And you know, and I just feel like there are blockages in some areas, and then there's just, you know, some things that I haven't really moved forward yet. And, you know, I was just thinking about that, and I was trying to figure out what is it, like, what is it that I'm missing and stuff, because I feel like I'm trying to do these certain things, but I keep coming up with different ideas and not really pursuing anything, you know, really going forward with certain things. And there are some things I'm actually trying to go for, but it's just not working out, or it's just not coming to fruition yet. And I'm just trying to figure out what and where am I missing. And so, you know, I know some of y'all may can relate that there are certain things in your life that you're trying to accomplish, but there's like a door. Every time, there's like this wall. Every time you're trying to get to a certain place or trying to do something in your life that's different from other people, you know, there's like this wall right here that's stopping you and keeping you from doing what you want to do and reaching that goal that you have, or whatever it may be. It may be to lose some weight. It may be to get your finances in order, become debt-free, or you know, start something new, start a YouTube channel, whatever it may be. You know, sometimes you feel like, okay, this is something I want to do. This is probably something you feel like you should do. But there is a wall right there. And so, you know, I really haven't got a revelation on what it really is that's going on right now. But, you know, one thing I know for sure, that we have to repent for a lot of things that we've done wrong. You know, to make sure, because usually if you have a relationship with the Lord, it's kind of, I'm not saying it's super easy, but it's kind of easy to know when you're doing something wrong or when you're not doing something you are supposed to be doing. And, you know, we always try to be, as Christians, try to be led by the Holy Spirit, right? And so me, I'm still on this journey. You know, God is still developing me and working on me, but I know that he has brought me so far, and I know that I have a special relationship with him. There is something special about our relationship, and I love spending time with the Lord. I love talking to him. I love reading. But, you know, for I guess maybe the past few months, it hasn't been where it was, and it hasn't been where it should be. And, you know, even as I'm speaking now, that's kind of a bad thing. And I guess it goes back to my podcast I did on priorities, you know, and it's crazy how the Lord will test you, like I had said before.
Because even when we get in new relationships and have new friends and these new things happen in our life, we can't forget who has blessed us with these things, these people in our lives. And we have to always try to spend time with Him. Now, I talk to the Lord, you know, when I'm walking, when I'm at work or something, when I'm praying for people, whatever that comes to my mind. You know, I talk to Him, but, you know, actually set aside some time for Him. Read, trying to let the Word marinate in your spirit. You know, meditate on the Word. It's been a while, and it's a different feeling when you kind of soak up those words. And so, that for one could be an issue. Maybe you just not spend enough time with Him to really clearly see and hear what He has to say. You may have a million things going on in your head, a whole like a 20 page to-do list that you have to do. You may have a whole bunch of stuff on your to-do list, but it's like you may be checking some things out, but you're tired, you're exhausted, and it may be certain things on your list that you have yet to even accomplish, and it may be on your list may have been on your list for months, and it still has yet to get done. But then at the same time, I'm in this process of trying to find a house and stuff, and trying to move up in this world, if y'all know what I mean. And it's like, again, this little door that's in the way, I'm like, can't get ahead. I actually started preparing for this thing last year. And so I've been kind of trying to work on it. And now it's like, you know what, Lord, when it's time. And when it's really time for me to go ahead with this and move forward, then the door is going to swing wide open. And I won't struggle as much and it won't be as hard. Because right now, I just feel like, in my mind, in my spirit, I feel like I'm just going in a circle. I have this idea come to my head, I work on it, and next thing you know, I said, well, maybe we could do it this way, or I could do it this way. Try that, and don't work, and it's just like a whole bunch of different little things that come up, different ideas, and it's just like, it's really getting me nowhere. And that's kind of how I feel. And so I'm like, you know what? Maybe I just need to take a step back, you know, clear my mind, really, really clear my mind, talk to the Lord about what's really going on. As for forgiveness, if I'm missing something, if it was one simple thing He told me to do and I have yet to do, you know, and go from there. And, you know, I haven't did a podcast in, I think, a week, almost 2 weeks, I believe. And so, you know, that's the first thing. When I thought about this thing, I listened to a certain YouTuber and she was saying something. And I kept coming across this YouTube video, but I was ignoring it and I was passing by. Because I was like, I can't possibly be turning away from God or anything. And I just didn't believe that. But, you know, just listening to what she was saying, I was like, well, maybe it is something that God's has told me to do and I have yet to do it. And as I'm listening to her, I'm thinking about, you know, this is one thing with my website, my business, you know, the things I'm trying to grow and reach people, encourage people through the Word of God. You know, it has kind of taken a back seat. And at first, I had loved to do it, you know, and I seen that God was just downloading stuff and He was giving it to me. You know, I give Him all the glory, y'all, for my website, my business and stuff, because it was His doing. He gave it to me. He downloaded it to my spirit, you know, and it was growing. I was building it and, you know, He was getting the glory from it. And I love to encourage people, give them words of wisdom, you know, advice or whatever, anything to help people survive in this world and to be strong and be encouraged. I love doing that. But you know, it kind of took a back seat for a while and stuff when I was trying to work on other things. But, you know, anything that pertains to the Lord is a priority. You know, it should come first. And a lot of other things like houses and cars and stuff are the things that should take a back seat, you know. And I guess this is Him really kind of speaking right now, because I kept trying to figure out what in the world is going on, why But, you know, my ministry, which is through my website, through my blog, and through my podcast and stuff, is what I love to do and what I know will eventually help people and is helping people, you know. I'm still waiting on y'all, some of y'all to comment or send me an email or something so I know what y'all think and y'all feedback and stuff. But yeah, we're going to take a pause for a minute and I'll be back with y'all shortly. Alright, you guys, I am back. But, like I was saying previously, about making sure that the things that the Lord has given you are not taking a back seat. Really be mindful of your priorities. Make sure you are realizing that there are certain things that should come first, especially anything that comes to the Word of God, comes to God, especially if it's your calling, your purpose in this world and stuff. You really have to be mindful. And, you know, we have distractions. Like, you have people that come into your life that are nothing but distractions, toxic people, toxic relationships and stuff. And, of course, you know, you don't need those people in your life. So, what you're going to do, kick them to the curb? Yeah. But, and then you have, like, these materialistic things. You see this nice car that you like, but then you got this car that's paid for. You ain't got to worry about no payments and stuff. Your insurance looking good. I mean, sometimes I wish, like, why did I have to get this car or whatever? Because now I have to worry about the payments. And I know in certain circumstances that, okay, you have one transportation. Your car is really on its last leg. It got, like, 500,000 miles on it. And it's like, you can't drive it or whatever. I mean, I understand, but there's certain things that we put on ourselves that we don't have to. But we really have to be mindful of what we are bringing in our lives and who we are bringing in our lives, because there could be big distractions that are taking the focus on what you are called to do and what you are purposed to do, what you are just, you know, what your purpose is to do in this world. So, you know, God is an amazing. He's just amazing, y'all. He sits on the throne. He looks out for you. He cares for you, protects you. He comforts you. And he made the biggest sacrifice because he loves you so, so much. And so he doesn't want you to struggle in this world. There's going to be some rainy days. He said it rains on the just as well as the unjust. But he has your best interest at heart. He's never going to treat you wrong, you know, unlike some of these guys y'all may have in your lives, or girls, if you're a guy listening. You know, he's not going to mistreat you and stuff, because he is a just God. And God is love. Love is unconditional. Love does not, a lot of people say love hurts or whatever. Love is sacrificial. That's what it is. It is sacrificial. And so there's a lot of give and there's a lot of take when it comes to sacrifice. You know, you're going to have to give up some things, but you're going to gain some things too. So, but yeah. If you know what I'm talking about, you know, when there's this time in your life, you feel like you are just absolutely struggling, you can't get nowhere, you know, maybe it's just time for you to just self-reflect, think about all the things that's really going on in your life, write it all down if you have to, what's really, you got this going on, you got that going on, you got this person in your ear, you got that person in your ear, you got these 50 million things going on in your head that you're trying to do or want to do. I mean, sometimes you got to just take a step back, think about, okay, what you need, what you don't need. Go to the Lord first in prayer, you know, so he can guide you. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you through whatever it is that you're going through, you know. And you may not like it. He may tell you, okay, it's time to quit your job. And maybe you should quit your job, because maybe he got something, not maybe, but he's going to have something better on the other side. It may not be expected, but that's just how God works. He's just unorthodox like that. So, yeah. Sometimes you're going to have to quit that job, leave all those people behind, and get a little fresh start going, you know, because it's probably better for you. And then, You know, it's for your good anyways. Whatever God has for you is for your good. Maybe that's something you gotta do. But and sometimes we just need to repent because we just leaving him out of a lot of things, especially big decisions when it comes to like marriage and your house and stuff like that. Things that you know that are just huge, you know, huge decisions made. Sometimes we just may be leaving him out and putting him on the back burner, and we probably just need to ask for forgiveness and repent for making other things an idol. And other things are not in our lives. And so it is easy to do. It's easy to make something an idol. We don't realize it sometimes, but it is so easy to make that, you know, you pursuing to get a house an idol or pursuing to get a car or something an idol because you want it so bad. And then sometimes you feel like you need it. But we need God more. And sometimes we be like, you know what? I am better off without it, if that's the case. And then if it's good for me, it's going to be for me anyway. And as long as I put God first before anything that I make or do, then he's going to bless me and his favor is going to be upon it anyway. So sometimes we got to have that mindset. We got to be renewed in the mind, you know, have a Christ mindset. And just really focus on what's best for me, what is God saying, what does he say I should do, and if there are blockages in my life, why are there blockages in my life? Like, why can't I get to this? Is there something, you know, is there a stronghold in your life? Do you need deliverance in certain areas? Is this day really bad for you and God just said you do not need this and so he just keep telling you that and he keeps stopping you but sometimes you don't want to listen? Okay, maybe that's what it is. So, but really talk to the Lord first and see what he thinks about it. See what his thoughts are about it, his concerns, and he will speak to you. He will speak to your heart. He will speak to you through your word. If you even have a devotional that you read every day, sometimes, I mean, he will speak to you through that. I read a devotional every day, and I declare it kind of lines up with whatever I'm dealing with that day, and it's just amazing. Like I said, that's how I know God is real, because just reading his word on a daily basis and letting him speak to my heart, and then reading the devotional stuff, and it matches whatever I'm going through that day, you know, it's like, I feel like this was not by accident. This is on purpose. Knowing that God knows everything. Know that he is the beginning and the end. And he already knows what's going to happen in between. You know, he's omnipotent, omniscient. And he knows everything. And he knows me. And he loves me. And because he loves me and knows me, he knows what I'm going through. And when I'm going to go through it. And how I'm going to deal with it. But he gives us free will and choices that we have to make on our own. He gives us free will and we have the choice to make certain choices, right? So, but yeah, if you feel like you are stagnant right now, you are just struggling right now, really go to the Lord, seek the Lord, and ask him what it is that you really need from, like, what you really need to do and be doing. And sometimes he'll bring it back to your memories, like he's doing now. Like, I declare, the Lord is really just saying, okay, you kind of put this on the back burner for a while. Don't give him on this because, you know, it could be something great. It will be something great one day. And, you know, never really put your passions, especially something that the Lord has given you, on the back burner because of what other people think or what other people say or do. You know, a lot of people going to say all kind of things, especially if it's God-given, especially they see that God's hand is over your life, that his favor is upon it, and that he's blessed you to do certain things that they may not be able to do. People going to be jealous. People going to fight you on it. They're going to have something to say always. That's always. People always going to have something to say. But their opinion really doesn't matter. God always has the final say. So, yeah, I just had to put that out for some of y'all. Because, I mean, some of y'all are gifted and talented beyond measure. And God has given you those gifts and talents. And you may be fighting yourself and believing that I can't do this because of what other people are saying. But I'm telling you now, cross that out. X that out and stuff, and you go forward with what God has told you to do, no matter if it's scary and stuff, because best believe it's going to make you feel better, it's going to make you feel good, because God is blessing you, God is giving you this special gift, this special talent just for you, and nobody can do it like you, nobody can. So I encourage you to push through all the drama, all the naysayers, all the negativity and stuff, and do you, honey, do you. So yeah, just really seek the Lord, ask him for guidance, get your priorities straight, make sure you're not making an idol, make sure that there are certain areas in your lives that you are actually giving to the Lord, you know, that there are certain things that you need to be delivered from, you know, need to be set free from. Just give it all to the Lord, because, you know, there's no better person to lead your life than the Lord himself, the one that actually gave it to you. You know, when you became saved, you gave your life over to Jesus Christ, and now he lives through you, you know, and what better person to actually walk out your life and live your life than the Lord, because, you know, he didn't conquer the world anyway. Because I tell the Lord all the time, I can't do anything with my life, Lord God, so it's yours, you know, and he gave me certain things, you know, for my pleasure in a way. Know that I like going to the movies or certain things like that. And, you know, we have fun. I have fun. So, but yeah, back on the subject. If you are struggling, if you, you know, trying to figure out what in the world is going on, why I can't seem to get where I want to get to, seek the Lord, ask him for forgiveness. Take a step back and look, reflect over your life at that moment. What is really going on in your life that you feel like is really keeping you from getting to the place that you need to get to? And the Lord will have an answer for you. He will provide. It may not come when you want it to, but it will come on time. For some of my people out there that's in the churches and stuff and know that God is an on-time God, y'all know what I mean. So, yeah. But I love y'all so much. Please be encouraged. Stay encouraged. You know, I mean, continue to follow this podcast. I try to have some good stuff on here. And I try to always be led by the Holy Spirit. And to make sure that he is giving me the words to speak. Because, you know, I always try to encourage people, and I want people to be set free. I want people to have a special relationship with him, something that's not like anybody else, you know. I just want people to have a good relationship with him and to really love him and to talk to him and stuff, because he is real. He is real. If you give him a chance, you can get to know him, and he loves to just hear you talk sometimes, but we also got to listen and be obedient too. Especially if we want to get blessed. All right, people? All right, yeah. Until next time, you guys. I love y'all. Thank y'all. Good day.